早上好。
You gotta turn that down, brother. Yeah, I'm loud. I'm loud. So, good morning. Good to see you all. It is exciting to be back home.
今天非常高兴能够回到安城华人教会。
I feel like family. This is family. So I'm glad to be back.
这是我的家，非常高兴能够回到家里边来。
Matthew chapter 6. That's where we're going to go today.
今天我们会看马太福音第六章。
And as you're going there, I want to thank Pastor Dennis, Pastor Kendall. I think he was supposed to preach here, ended up with second class instead of first class, but praise God for the opportunity anyway.
今天感谢王牧师，感谢Pastor Kendall. 那今天他们让我有这个机会来为大家
It's so good to know that just a few hours ago, services in India ended at Community Bible Fellowship.
非常高兴的想到，在几个小时之前，在印度那一边，他们的主日服事刚刚结束，主日的崇拜刚刚结束。
Where believers gather together, just like you here today, worshiping the name of Jesus.
我们在那边的基督徒就像在这边的基督徒一样，也是大家聚集在一起来颂赞神的名。
And I'm sure that's true of Shanghai and Beijing too.
我想在上海和北京其他的地方也是如此。
We are connected because of Jesus.
我们大家互相相连，因为我们都有同一个主耶稣基督。
And his resurrection over death and his resurrection gives us power.
他的复活，他战胜死亡，给我们力量。
And so, because of him, we have this bond that nobody can break.
因为主耶稣，我们才有这个不可能够被任何人不可摧毁的一种连接。
But sometimes in the great theologies, we forget that theology connects with our everyday life.
有的时候我们在谈到这个理论方面的时候，我们有时候会把这个神学和实际生活中的关系忘记。
It's good to think about the meaning of life, but it's useless if you don't connect it with yours.
我们每天思想生命的意义是很好的，但是如果不能把这生命的意义和我们每天生活联系在一起，这个大概对我们是没有用处的。
And I think in Matthew chapter 6, on the issue of worry, we see a direct connection between our focus on Jesus or our focus on us.
在马太福音第六章谈到的忧虑，就直接的把我们带到我们怎样在我们生命中把看到耶稣是怎样的带领我们。
Let me read the text for you. I'll read it in English, and sister can read it in Mandarin, and then we'll go through it. No one can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what we will eat, what we will drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God.
马太福音六章二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。 你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。25节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
My main point today is don't worry, be godly.
So, 我想大家提醒一点，就是不要不要担心，要敬虔。
Why? Do not worry, because God takes care of all things that consume us here in this life.
不要担心，因为上帝知道我们的所需所求，他已经把我们所需要的一切已经供应给我们。
And I think worry manages to get a hold of everybody, doesn't it?
我们知道。忧虑经常会让我们每一个人真是抓住我们的心。
The poor are worried about how they're going to survive with what they have.
穷人呢会整天忧虑他们怎样能够活下一天。
The rich are worried about how they're going to keep what they have.
富有的人呢整天是担心他们怎能够保守住他的那些富有的财富。
Since I was a youth pastor, students are worried about how to convince their moms about what they need.
所以现在很多的学生们会担心他父母会要求他什么。
Businessmen are worried about how to keep their clients so that they can sustain what they need.
商人们会担心他怎样能够守住他的客户，然后给客户提供最好的服务。
Parents worry about children and their future and what they need.
父母们会为孩子们担心，担心他们将来。
Worry is part of our lives.
忧虑是我们生活中的一部分。
So what does the Bible say about worry?
圣经怎样讲到忧虑呢？
In the text that we saw, I think we can draw out three main points.
从我们刚才读到的这段经文，我们可以提炼出三个主要的点。
I think the Lord wants to tell us what is it that worries us? What worries us?
首先呢，神向我们指出，有哪些事情在让我们忧虑。
And he wants to tell us why we shouldn't worry.
然后他想告诉我们，为什么我们不应该忧虑。
And he wants to tell us how we shouldn't worry.
接着呢，他要告诉我们，怎样能够不忧虑。
So what is it that worries us?
那么生活中哪些事情让我们忧虑呢？
Now clearly the term here.Is negative.
这里边的那些语气是很负面的。
In this passage, the term worry is looked at in a negative connotation.
所以在这个整个的经文里边，谈到这忧虑是一个非常的负面的消极的词汇。
We see that because in verse 33, he uses a contrast saying, "Don't worry, but seek first his kingdom."
在第33节他用了一个对比，讲到你们不要忧虑，首先要求神的国和神的义。
And whenever you see a contrast, it means that it's trying to show you what you're supposed to do opposite of what is happening there.
当我们看到对比的时候，我们就会看到他希望我们做的是和他前面提到的是反的。
And what are we, what is it that worries us?
那么生活中哪些事情让我们忧虑呢？
It's things like drink and food and clothing.
也就是我们吃喝穿这些日常的这种琐碎的事情。
Now these are basic necessities that consume our minds.
这些非常基本的这种需要经常让我们很操心，很多的忧虑。
But I don't want us to think that any concern, any planning is unnecessary.
但我不想让大家有这样的想法，就是说不要进行任何计划。
Look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 20.
我们看腓立比书第二章二十节。
Now this is where the same word for worry is used by Paul out here in Philippians.
这里边呢，就是同样这个忧虑这个词，也是被保罗在这段用到。
But it's differently nuanced.
但是它的用的地方是不，它的意义是不一样的。
And he's talking concerning Timothy.
他开始为提摩太来。
And look at what Paul says about Timothy.
Paul 是这样讲到提摩太。
For I have no one else of kindred spirits who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare.
因为我没有别人和我同心，实在挂念你们的事情。
And so there's a genuine concern that Timothy has for the Philippian believers.
所以这里边提到提摩太有一个那种真实的那种挂念，对那些当时的那些信徒。
And he's clearly seeking their interest, their furtherance.
他时刻的在为他们的利益在着想。
So worry is not parallel to this.
我们前面提到的忧虑和这里边提到的这个忧虑用到的这个 worry 这个词是不一样的。
This is a different kind of consuming of thought.
这是另外一种让你真是深思熟虑、经常深深思考的事情。
It's there to see, man, I want the best for these people.
这里边讲到说，我要为这些人，我想让这些人得到最好的。
And even Paul he even used the word consumed.With concern for the welfare of the Corinth believers.
因为保罗在这里边也用到，他这真是殚精竭虑的为这腓立比那地方的信徒为他们在担心。
But it's a genuine concern about other people, about what's best for them, about what's best to see them move forward.
他是真心的在为这些人着想，看到就是为他们思想是什么是对他们最好的。
And that I think we nuance it in English with the word concern.
我们用到这个在英语用的词是这种担心，这种关心。
Yeah, when my mom used to ask me, "Have you eaten?" She's not worried; she's concerned that I eat, right? And it's not no longer her concern. Look at me, right? It's no longer her concern. But that's the word concern.
Concern. 当我妈妈提起来说问我吃没吃东西的时候，我想那肯定不是她的担心。大家看看我就知道。我想她提到的这里边就对那种会众的那种关心。
Neither does it mean a lack of planning. Like, don't worry, whatever happens, happens.
这里边也不是指那种不要进行预先的计划，就随波逐流，觉得什么发生就该发生。
Because that leads to laziness.
那种是一种懒惰的表现。
In fact, in the Old Testament, in Proverbs, we're told to look at the ant, you sluggard.
在旧约，在箴言书里边提醒我们，让你看到往前，要看到将来。那种贪吃贪睡的人。
Look at how it plans for the future.
那种看到为将来做计划。
And so worry cannot mean lack of planning.
所以这里边我们提到忧虑，不是说说的那种，就是说不是因为没有计划。
I think this is important because for some reason we've created an alternate Christian universe.
所以这里边我们要注意，就是我们有不管是出于什么原因，我们建立了一个那种基督徒的一种专门的一个环境。
Where we're above things like concern and plan.
我们好像是超出这个世界上的那种所需要关心的事情和我们该计划的事情。
Where we just need to think right thoughts and our heart would automatically follow suit.
我们就应该想那些好的想法，然后我们的心会自然地跟上。
And the Bible doesn't opt for that option.
圣经不是这样告诉我们。
It knows, it understands the realities of living in a broken world.
圣经里边告诉我们，神知道我们在这个破碎的世界，我们怎样需要进行每天的生活。
It does offer an alternate way of living, but it's not an unrealistic way of living.
他提供我们一个该怎样生活的一个指引，不是一个非常不现实、做不到的方法。
I just know a guy who wants to leave his family, leave his job, and just go up to the Himalayas.
我认识一个人，他就想放下他的工作，离开他的家庭，他要到喜马拉雅山去。
And he says, I don't want to be worried about the things today. I just want to worry about things that are spiritual. I want to be concerned about spiritual. So I'm going to leave my family, leave my job, just head out to the Himalayas.
我不想为这个今世的这种生活所担忧，我不想想这些事情，我要追求我精神上的那种追求，所以要放弃工作，放弃家庭，我要到喜马拉雅去。
He's created a kind of spirituality that the Bible doesn't opt for.
他追求的那种所谓的那种精神上的追求的境界，不是圣经里边告诉我们的。
See, real spirituality has to see Jesus in all that we do.
真正的这种真正的精神上的属灵的追求，应该是在我们生命中的每一方面看到耶稣。
So what is worry? It is not lack of planning. It's not lack of concern.
所以这里边讲到忧虑，不是就说因为不做计划，或对所有的事情不加关心。
But what is it that we usually worry about?
那么我们经常为什么样的事来忧虑呢？
I think we saw that in verse 25 and verse 31.
我们在第二十五节和三十一节看到。
I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Verse 31, do not worry then saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear for clothing?
25节告诉我们说，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？三十一节讲到，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
See, we worry about the mundane or the necessary things of life.
所以我们常常的对这种生活中的非常琐碎的、必须的这种事情担忧。
Food, clothing, shelter.
食物、衣服和我们住宿。
You know, if I could tell you how many mothers in this room are probably thinking about the lunch that you're about to eat, right?
所以我们就可以在我可以想这里边在座很多的很多的妈妈们可能会在想在午餐时候给孩子们吃什么。
It literally consumes our thought.
这些日常的想法经常会抓住我们的心，让我们真是在为这些事情担忧。
For the ladies and maybe the guys too, finding a dress for the next day is like almost accomplishing the theory of relativity, you know.
所以对很多的女生来说，来计划明天要穿什么衣服，可能是就像这个难度，就像能够像爱因斯坦完成相对论一样那么难。
The
男生稍微差一点。
The hours we spend into these mundane things, the amount of dollars we spend into these mundane things.
在时间上面和金钱上面，我们花的这些琐碎事情，琐碎的事情上面。
And I think that his concern is.We're consumed with financial security.
所以这里提到我们是被这种对于这种经济上的这种安全感来消耗。
I think I can say that because of verse 24.
我可以这样讲到，因为在二十四节告诉我们。
He said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other." And look at this: you cannot serve God and wealth.
所以在二十四节告诉我们，你是不可能服侍两个主，你的是或者是服侍神，或者是服侍钱。
And so we are worried about our wealth.
我们为我们自己的财富所担心。
What else do we worry about?
我们还担心什么其他的事呢？
We're worried about the unknown.
我们为将来的那种未知来忧虑。
Look at verse 34.
我们看第三十四节。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑。
We're worried about what we don't know about tomorrow.
我们为明天我们所不知道的那些事情所担忧。
Younger children won't know this, but you remember Y2K?
很多年轻的孩子可能不知道，但大家知道当年的在两千年的时候的事情吗
？Where people thought that computers were going to not exist anymore.
当时人们担心，当计算机会有一个特殊的一个问题，可能会计算机系统会整个的坍塌。
People were buying up properties out in the country and creating bunkers.
人们甚至有些人会在乡下买一些房子，然后
They were storing up food like cans of beans and pasta and all these things. They were storing up because they were not sure whether they were going to get food in the future.
他们那时候会囤积很多的食物，尤其是那些带那种罐头的食品，他们不知道下一顿的食可能将来会有一些食物的那种危机。
So that's worrying about the unknown.
所以那些是对将来未知的那种担忧。
You can't control it.
你不能控制这些。
But you're worried about it.
但是你心里还是在担心。
See, once you're in the plane, you can't control the pilot.
当你在飞机上坐飞机的时候，你没有办法控制飞行员怎样操作。
So what's the point of worrying whether you're going to actually land when you reach your destination?
所以在那时候，你担心你这飞机会不会安全着陆？
Unless you're flying a 737 MAX.
除非是你坐那架737的那种特殊的飞机。
These are the kind of things we worry about.
所以我们不应该为这些事情担心。
Now, lest you think, oh, wow, this is a pretty peripheral topic.
我们想这可能是一些其他的一个话题。
It has no depth to it.
这个可能只是一个很肤浅的,没有任何的深度的话题。
In this age of technology, we are the most worried people.
在现在这么发达的科技的状态下,我们这一些人好像是从历史上看来是最忧虑的一群。
We're the most stressed people.
我们是那种最压力大。And we have
this kind of crippling fear.
我们经常会有那种抓住我们心里边不可释放的那种担忧。A
fear that grips us without moving us forward.
那种心里边担忧抓住我们的心，让我们停滞不前。There
are people with diseases. Psychological diseases that are because they're gripped with fear about the unknown.
Yeah, 很多人会有那种疾病，尤其是心理上的疾病，他们在他们的心被忧虑时时抓住，没有办法向前。
There are people that are depressed because they're identifying with only worry.
有很多有那种忧虑症，他们因为被这个忧虑所缠绕。
Worry about what so and so will think about me.
担心谁和谁会怎样看我。
Worry about what society thinks about my degree.
担心世界这个社会会怎样看我拿到那个学位。
So the mundane worry is crippling worry.
所以这个对这日常这些小事上的这种担心，让我们真是麻痹，寸步难行。
It's ungodly to worry this way.
这种方式来担忧是非常不敬虔的。
You ever been in a situation where somebody says something and you are shocked, you're taken aback?
你会遇到一种，你有没有遇到这样的情况？别人说了一句话，你突然一下一惊，然后你就心里边狠狠的，非常深的在想这些事。
Your mind is still trying to compute what just happened.
你的脑子一直在想刚才发生了什么事。
It's crippling, isn't it?
这个时候让你非常的麻痹，
It's shocking.
非常的。 惊讶。
That's the kind of worry that we worry about.
这种是常常是我们日常所担心的。
And he says, don't have this kind of worry.
保罗在这里面告诉我们不要为这些事情来担心。
And why is it that we shouldn't worry this way?
那么我们就是为什么不要应该这样担心呢？
Three reasons.
有三个原因。
Because your life is more important than the mundane.
因为生命比这种日常的琐碎的事情更重要。
Look at verse 25b.
我们看这个25节的后半节。
Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
这里说到我们的生命不是更胜于饮食，生命身体不是胜于衣裳吗？
And I think when he says life, he means your very core, your being. Is more than what you wear or what you're going to eat.
这里面讲到的生命是指你的那种内在的核心，你的人的整个的状态。
I think when he says more than, he's doing a comparative, right? He's doing a comparison.
他这里讲到更胜于，他是用作为一个比较。
Now food is essential.
食物对我们来说是必需品。
Can I get an amen for that? Food is essential.
食物是我们必须的。
But the consumption of food to the degree of worry is detrimental.
但是这个在消对这个食物这种担心，这种的话是对生命是非常有害的。
In fact, the Bible calls gluttony a sin.
圣经里面告诉我们，那种贪吃贪食是一个罪。
I've not seen many people church disciplined because of gluttony.
我也没有看到很多教会因为这个或者教会的会众因为贪食而受到那种处罚。
If you did, you'd probably have a very few more pastors, right?
如果是教会真这样做的话，你可能就没有几个能够胜任的牧师了。
He's saying the meaning of life is more than the tacos for lunch.
这里边讲到这个生命的意义远远胜于我们午餐吃什么。
The meaning of life is more than what you wear.
生命的意义远胜于我们每天穿什么衣服。
The purpose of your being is more.Than these mundane things. That's what he's saying.
你的生命和你的整个生命的状态，你是谁，远远超过这些生命中的琐碎的事情。
And yet we see so many people spend all their life just trying to get from Nike to the best Nike possible.
但我们看生活中很多人真是花了很多的时间和精力。就是在追求现在的这些 Nike 和更好的 Nike brand.
So many people wanted to get away from Walmart to whatever the best store is. I've never shopped there, so I don't know. Whatever the best store is, you know.
很多人呢不想在 Walmart 来买东西，然后上更好的商店去买东西。
I just saw an individual who said this is obviously on Google, and so it cannot be false, right? So this guy.He says there's a $30,000 sushi. Four pieces of sushi for $30,000.
我在 Google 上面看到了一则消息，当然大家相信 Google 的东西可能都是真的。他提到有一个人说花了$30,000吃了四块的那种sushi.
I love sushi, not that much, you know.
我喜欢寿司，但是没有说到那种。
Life is more than sushi.
生命本身会要比。
It's more than accumulation of wealth.
生命本身比那种你财富的积累更重要。
And here's the second reason why we shouldn't worry.
下面是第二个原因，我们不应该忧虑。
Because God takes care of the mundane.
因为神已经为我们日常生活的琐碎事情已经照顾我们。
Look at verse 26, 28, and 30. He gives us illustrations of how he is faithfully.Supplying the mundane.
我们看第二十六节、二十八节和三十，我们看到神是那样的忠实的为我们提供我们所需要的一切。
And I think you'll see a pattern where those that are recipients of God's grace, they're doing nothing to earn it.
我们可以看到一个状况，就是说那些能够接受神的恩典那些人，他们真是什么也不做，只是白白的领受。
Verse 26, look at the birds of the air.That they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
我们看二十六节，你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他们。
The birds don't do anything.
那飞鸟什么也不做。
They don't sow. They don't reap.
他们也不种，也不收。
And yet we don't see dead birds everywhere.
但我们经常看的飞鸟都是非常的鲜活在飞，没有看到很多死鸟在那儿。
Somebody's taking care of them.
Yes, 是有人在照顾他们，在喂养他们。
God is taking care of them.
神在照顾他们。
Or how about the lilies?
我们看到野地里边的花。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin.Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地里边的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Now, lest you forget the historical context, Solomon, the richest guy ever lived, right?
我们先不看这个历史上的这个所罗门，他是曾经最华丽、最有钱的一位君王。
He had such magnificent gardens that people around his country came to visit and see how he does his gardens.
他的当时的花园是非常的 非常的壮观，非常的美丽，全国家的人都到那里面去参观。
Any garden around Ann Arbor is minor league for Solomon's Gardens, all right?
所以所有在 Ann Arbor 的那些所有我们可以点到的那些花园和所罗门的花园相比，就是一个小，就是个小小屋了。
What does God do for these gardens?
那么神，神在这个花园做些什么呢？
If you are flower people, you've seen lilies before.
如果你养花，你知道这野地里的百合花怎么样长。
How beautiful they are.
非常的美丽。
How they add to life a little bit.
它给生命带来色彩。
They bring inner calm a little bit.
给我们心里边带来那种安宁。
What do they do to become that beautiful?
他们自己做了什么让他们能够这样的美丽？
Nothing.
什么也没做。
God clothed the lilies.
神给这些花穿上了美丽的衣裳。
And then verse 30.
30节。
He says, so the clothes, grass of the fields, which is alive today, tomorrow thrown into the furnace, God clothes those grass of the field.
这里面告诉我们野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉子里边，神还给他这样的装饰。
So, why shouldn't we worry?
我们为什么应该不忧虑呢？
God takes care of every tiny detail.
因为神已经在我们生命中的方方面面，所有的细节上面已经为我们预备好。
A third reason we shouldn't worry is because worry doesn't add any value to your soul.
第三一点，我们不应该忧虑呢，就是忧虑没有用。
Now look at verse 27.
我们看第二十七节。
And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
How many of you, if this has happened to you, please meet me after church. You worried for 5 minutes and you made $500.
如果我想问在座有没有一个这样的人？如果有这样的人的话，在之后你一定要和我见一见。有没有人就花五分钟去担心，然后你收入了500块钱
？There's no value to worry.
担心是没有价值的。
It doesn't add anything to your life.
忧虑不会为你的生命加任何的时刻。
It doesn't bring meaning to your life.
不会给你的生命带来任何的意义。
It doesn't bring purpose to your life.
它不会给你的生命带来那种目的。
Look at verse 34b.
我们看第三十四节后半边。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
每一天有各每一天的难处。
You're worried about tomorrow's trouble. Well, there's trouble today too.
你为明天而忧虑，但今天有今天的难处。
And there's enough of it to think about.
今天的难处足够你今天来担忧了。
So why shouldn't we worry?
所以我们为什么要忧虑呢？
Because of the importance of life.
因为我们的生命是。非常的重要的。
Because God takes care of the mundane.
因为神照顾到生活中的方方面面的细节。
And it doesn't add value to life.
而忧虑对生命没有任何的意义。
How can we stop worrying?
我们怎样来停止忧虑呢？
Look at verse 26.
我们看二十六节。
He says, "Look at the birds of the air."
你们看天上的飞鸟。
Observe.
观察那些飞鸟。
And when you observe the birds,
当你仔细观察那些飞鸟的时候，
He wants you to conclude something.
他让你能够，神让你看到。
Look at the end of verse 26.
看到二十六节。
Are you not worth much more than they?
你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
In God's eyes, you are worth much more than birds and worth much more than lilies.
在神的眼里边，你比那些飞鸟更加贵重。
And if He is providing for birds and lilies, will He not provide for you, who has way more worth than lilies and birds?
他亲身照顾那些飞鸟和野地里的百合花，你比那些飞鸟更加重要，难道他不会照顾你吗？
So we must trust God's provision. That's how we should stop worrying.
我们一定要相信神的供应，这是我们。能够停止忧虑的一个方法。
In fact, we must trust God's sovereignty because look at verse 34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself.
我们要相信神的主权。我们看第三十四节，不要为明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
God is not up in heaven going, oh my goodness, what do I do now?
神没有说在天上说哦，怎么办呢？这我现在做什么
？God has it under control.
神是掌权的。
That's an eternal reality that some people cannot grasp.
这是一个永恒的主题，这是很多人是没有办法能办法去做到这一点的。
I think that we are so consumed with the material to tell us what's real that we can't conceive of the immaterial being real too.
我们经常会，我们的心思会注重在那些物质的东西，告诉我们什么是真实的，我们忘记真正的真实是在哪里。
Just a few verses before this, he talked about a concept of hypocrisy, Jesus did.
在这个我们今天看的经文前面一段，我们看的那些假冒伪善。
And what is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is looking one way on the outside, but being totally different on the inside.
那么这个我们讲假冒伪善什么意思呢？就是说你外面的表现和你心里的真实是完全不一样的。
And we can be really good at that.
我们可能每个人都在这方面做的都挺不错。
Here we are struggling in our heart about something, or just not able to sleep because of something. And then we come to church, somebody says, how are you? We go, great, thank you for asking.
当我们心里边可能在为什么事情非常的挣扎，我们彻夜不眠。当来到教会的时候，我们问到他说你怎么样的时候，说哦，我今天非常好，谢谢你牧师。
In fact, we normally don't ask people how are you to expect a lengthy answer because then we're like, what did I get myself into, you know?
我们经常在问你怎么样的时候，我们的期望是不想真正的得到你怎么样的一个真实的很长的一个答案。因为真的是得到这个答案的时候，你说我自己在干些什么
？We can't see God, but He's real.
我们不能看到神，看见神，但是神是真实的。
We can't see God working, but He's working.
我们看不见神是怎样做工，但是神一直在工作。
Sovereignly ordaining things for His glory and your good.
He 是他的主权和每天对我们生命中的那种所有的方方面面的照顾，为了他自己的名，为了我们的好处。
So we must trust God's provision.
我们一定要相信神的供应。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
I must let go of control.
我要放弃这种自我控制。
You know, we want our life to look this certain way, and we plan and plan and plan, but at the end of the day, it is God who ordains your path.
我们会为我们生命中计划每一刻，今天我们做这个，明天要做这个，我们要达到什么目的？但真正的话，最终的为我们做计划是神保守，让我们计划能够实现。
How should we stop worrying?
我们怎样能够停止忧虑呢？
We must evaluate life correctly.
我们必须要正确的评价生命。
Verse 27.
看第二十七节。
And who can, by being worried, add a single hour to his life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And then in verse 30b.
三十节后半部。
You of little faith.
你们这些小信的人呢？
You of little faith.
你们这些小信的人。
Trusting God without worrying is an aspect of your faith.
相信神不忧虑是真正的信心的一部分。
One can discern your own faith by wondering whether I'm trusting God or am I worrying.
所以你自己检点你自己的信心，看是我是相信神，还是我还是在忧虑。
And then lastly, how should we stop worrying?
那么最后呢，我们怎样去停止忧虑呢？
We must seek God always.
我们要一直在寻求神。
Seek what God is thinking about things in your life.
思想神怎样看待你生命中的那些事情。
You know, somebody was saying to me when I took over the church in India that, you know, I hear your church is going really good.
所以有些人跟我说，在我刚接手在印度这个教会的时候，有些人跟我说啊，问我怎么样。
And it hit me.
当时这个就很让我让我一下惊醒。
The church's goodness or badness has nothing to do with me, except for me being faithful to the word of God.
这个教会的好与坏和我真是没有关系，而最重要的是我是怎样的，是遵循神的带领。
What I'm after.Is when I see my Jesus, that He looks at me and He says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
我需要追求的是，我要看到我的神，我的神耶稣，在看到我的时候会说，你做了一个很好的工作，我的忠实的仆人。
So seeking Jesus is all about seeking His face daily in all of life.
追求相信神是追求神在你的生命中的每一刻都寻求寻求他的同在。
Seeking Jesus is to lift His name high in all of life.
在寻求神是在我们生命中每一个每一刻都为他的名而生存而活。
In fact, He says, seek first His kingdom in verse 33 and His righteousness.
33节告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
It's not just an order of priority or chronology.
不是说是一个顺序重要性的顺序。
It's an order of utmost importance.
这个顺序呢是对我们至关重要的。
So as you seek God's kingdom, work your 9-to-5 job.
在你寻求神的国和神的义的时候，你在做你的早九晚五的工作。
As you seek God's kingdom.Figure out which university you want to go to.
在寻求神的国和神的义的时候，你在同时想你去哪一个大学上学。
As you seek God's kingdom, figure out how to do business and how to do family.
在寻求神的国和神的义的时候，来思考你怎样去运行你的企业和怎样对待你的家庭。
Because in eternity, that is what is going to matter.
因为在永久的时候，这是最重要的一切。
You know, we sang a song, just the last song that we sang.
我们记住在崇拜的时候的最后一首歌。
How Jesus did the miraculous by coming out of death as a roaring lion.
我们看的那里边讲到说是，这个神从他的死亡中站起来，成为一个怒吼的狮子。
Death.Could not keep my Jesus in the grave.
死亡不能把我的耶稣留在坟墓里。
He defeated death.
他战胜了死亡。
And because of that, I will defeat death one day.
就是因为这一点，将来我一定会战胜死亡。
Because of that, I can live a meaningful life today.
就是因为这一点，我在今天可以过一个有意义的生活。
Don't worry.
所以不要忧虑。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你。
Trust Him.
相信神。
Seek His kingdom.
寻求他的国和他的义。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we are weak people.
亲爱的天父，我们是软弱的人。
We just heard Your word today, but I'm sure we will worry this week.
我们今天又重温了你的话语，告诉我们不要忧虑，但是我相信我们还会忧虑。
When we worry, would you remind us of what we heard Jesus say to on the Sermon on the Mount?
在我们忧虑的时刻，请你能够提醒我们，神已经为我们预备了一切。
He asked us to seek the kingdom first.
他让我们寻求神的国和神的义 first， 先寻求神的国和神的义。
It's going to be a time when Jesus is coming back.
在将来的有一天，耶稣会再来。
He's not coming as a suffering servant.
他不会是以一个受苦的一个仆人的身份再来。
He's coming as a sovereign king.
他会以一个充满主权荣耀的君王再来。
He will establish his kingdom.
他会建立他的国度。
Of which there will be no end anymore.
在那个国度里边没有结束。
And we are all kingdom citizens now.
我们现在是神的国度里的子民。
I pray, God, that we would put that kingdom ahead of our own needs.
我在里边祷告，求每个人能够把神的国度，放在第一位。
That we would add value by fulfilling the purpose of our God's kingdom.
我们能够为这个国度贡献上我们该做的那一份。
And when we worry, God, may we trust you.
在我们在忧虑的时候，神提醒我们相信你。
Because everything else around us can pass away, but God, you're always there.
因为我们生命中所有的所有一切将来都会过去，但是神你会永远在那里。
Glorify yourself through our lives.
请你真是通过我们的生命，让你的名得以荣耀。
Thank you so much for Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
我们这里谢谢这个安城华人教会。
Pray for all the youth that are in university right now.
为那些在大学里边的青年人祷告。
Probably overwhelmed and worried about things about their future.
他们那些孩子，那些年轻人，可能是为他们的将来正在忧虑。
Wherever they are, Father, would you calm their hearts?
不管他们在哪里边，亲爱的天父，请你亲自安抚他们的心。Would
you provide them clarity in you?
给他们提供那种清醒的、那种清晰的，在神里边有清晰的那种思路。I
ask this prayer in Jesus' holy name.
我以耶稣基督的圣名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again, Ann Arbor.
谢谢安城华人教会。